This is Ozarks at Large. Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in Arkansas, there's been a difference between the number of virus deaths recorded by local coroners and the numbers reported by the state during the governor's coronavirus response briefings. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, the discrepancy in data has a lot to do with the process of getting the COVID-19 death information to the Arkansas Department of Health.
Concerning the deaths, which were mentioned by the governor at 711, with 15 new cases, two of those cases actually occurred in the months prior to August.
We've heard Arkansas Health Secretary Dr. Jose Romero and Governor Asa Hutchinson say something similar a number of times in the last few weeks.
We have 641 deaths. This is an increase of 10 individuals. Three of these are delayed reporting to us from July.
We've had 11 additional deaths, and one half of those are as a result of delayed reporting.
And deaths at 587, an increase of 5. One of these cases is a delayed report from July.
A look at records kept by both the Washington and Benton County coroners shows at least 87 people who lived in Washington County and 67 people who lived in Benton County have died of COVID-19 as of Wednesday, August 26th. That same day, the health department database showed 55 Washington County residents and 45 Benton County residents have died from the virus. Shirley Louie is the director of the Center for Public Health Practice at the Arkansas Department of Health and the state registrar for vital records. She says there are a number of reasons the health department figures are lower than the ones recorded by the county coroners, starting with the fact that there are two databases being used to record COVID-19 deaths in Arkansas.
In the health department, there is a COVID-19 database, which was created specifically to gather all of the COVID-19 data that is generated in the state.
Louie calls that the epidemiological database, or EPI database for short.
Now, that is a separate database than the one that the coroners are probably used to using, which is the vital records database. There is an electronic reporting system for vital records, which the acronym for which is ERAVE. ERAVE, which stands for Electronic Registration of Arkansas Vital Events.
ERAVE is used by medical certifiers, like coroners, to record any death that occurs in Arkansas. Meanwhile, the EPI database is only used to record COVID-19-related deaths. Louie says that means medical certifiers need to contact the health department separately to provide that information.
The epidemiology database collects all sorts of information, including deaths from hospitals, from nursing homes, from hospice care, from all sorts of sources. And that is a totally separate database. The two, the ERAVE and the EPI database don't necessarily have direct communication with one another.
And since coroners are not the only ones who can certify a death, Louie says the health department is gathering information from multiple sources in all 75 counties.
In hospice care, the hospice nurse can do that. In hospitals, an attending can do that. When a person dies outside of a medical facility, for instance, at home, where there is no one who, you know, there's no medical person and present at death, then the coroner gets called in. In ERs, the coroner, if there is a death in an ER, the coroner will be called in. And or if there is any death for which there is, you know, no obvious cause of death, the coroner can be called in.
Before a deceased person can be added to the EPI database, Louie says they have to go through a verification process.
There still has to be a verification that that person and that's reported deceased actually was positive for COVID-19.
Sometimes gathering and inputting that information takes time. Louie says that's because the two databases were created for two different reasons. The EPI database was launched to provide the state with as close to real-time information as possible.
The governor has said a number of times, if we have to wait weeks and weeks for data to appear, then it is not nearly as helpful in making public health decisions. So it needs to be as close to real time as possible It also needs to be accurate, but there has to be a balance of how quickly we can get that data out there, as opposed to how, you know, are all the boxes checked off, as opposed to eRAVE. And eRAVE is the gold standard for death reporting. And it was never meant to be real time. It was meant to be accurate and permanent and with all the boxes checked.
So delays are to be expected in both databases, but usually for different reasons. In the EPI database, for instance, Louis says, delays in reporting depend on the circumstances of the death.
Depends on where the person died, depends upon where whether or not there is a positive test, and who does the notification. A lot of things that can impact that delay.
In order to be certified as a COVID-19 death, the deceased person has to have a positive PCR test. That's the one that detects the virus's genetic material. Louis says Arkansas's medical certifiers follow CDC guidelines to determine what constitutes a COVID-related death so that their data is consistent with data from other states.
The assumption has never been that that number died yesterday. And I think people need to understand that if we say there are 10 deaths reported today, there were 10 deaths reported today, not 10 deaths, not 10 people died today.
Louis says the two databases are also different in the type of data they collect. Information reported through eRAVE lists the place where a person died, not the place they lived.
If you died in Benton County, you are a Benton County death.
Even if you didn't live in Benton County. In the EPI database, on the other hand, the deaths include information about where someone lived.
For the EPI database, it is important to know where those people live because that's where they got the disease and that's where they will transmit the disease. So they will be listed in the county in which they live.
Louis says most of the reporting delays that do exist are resolved in a few days, not weeks or months.
Every once in a while, we'll get one that is pending because there's an investigation going on, or we're still waiting to fill in some of the boxes. But for the most part, the numbers are fairly current, and so we're not thinking that there are hundreds of deaths that nobody is recording. That is not the case.
On August 26th, the total number of deaths from COVID-19 in Arkansas stood at 732. But given the delays in reporting, it's likely that number is higher. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.